Aircheckdownloads.com.
The BBC local radio staff made redundant. They're not happy. But then it's a case of this could have happened years and years ago. They've had it too easy for too long, with knowing that it must have been around the corner. That if a company takes over a building, I mean, somebody was saying to me that a lot of the staff working with people will have to apply for their jobs, reapply for their jobs. But that's nothing new. I've known that once in my life, in my career, and in my brother's career as well. He had to apply for his own job, even though he'd been doing it for years and years, and he applied for it and he didn't get it. Which makes you wonder, you know, whether or not they know exactly who they're going to get rid of beforehand. It's a case of, well, because otherwise they'd be saying, listen, you can have a job, but we can't take them. And that's what they're going to be doing. Now, whether or not BBC Local Radio are going to take it further and go on strike, I've got no idea. I don't know how it works within the BBC. But it's a case of, you know, there just aren't enough jobs to fuel these people. There was one bloke from one of the radio stations wrote on Twitter and said, listen, I can't offer you any jobs, but if anybody needs to talk to somebody, well, you know, people will talk to each other. I've known lots of this happening within the world of radio. It happens all the time. It doesn't seem to happen so much in television, but it happens in radio, where you've got a lot of people. And the BBC local radio, it's dated. It's of an era. I'm not saying it was always right or it was always wrong. It was a case of it was of a generation. That's what happened. You had local radio. Then you got national radio. And national radio became bigger. They could pump more resources in. And, you know, you don't really know. I mean, if you're doing local radio for a BBC station, the local radio would be, you know, somebody's broken into, you know, the local pharmacy or something like that. It's of no interest. It's of no interest at all. And so people don't bother with it. So I don't think it's as many people losing their jobs as we thought. I thought it was about 160. Originally, I thought it was about 300, but I think it's come down to about 160 people now, which is 160 people who are going to be looking for jobs. The trouble is you've got to be versatile in radio. Whichever way you look at it, you've got to be versatile. You know, so you've got to... So you can't just assume that things are going to happen. You know, the BBC might be able to move people in to different jobs, but it might involve moving or something like that. You just have to be available to do things. I've always said to people, you know, getting jobs in radio, somebody says, can you do this? Yep, I can do that. You just got to say yes all the time. Even if you can't do it, learn how to do it. Makes it so much easier. But as I say, I've been there, so I know exactly what it's like. And before Christmas, it's not very nice. I can remember when we were taken over by a company years and years ago, they were asking, they were sort of allocating jobs to people. And I hadn't been seen. Sorry. And it got sort of fairly close to Christmas. And I remember thinking, so I thought, you know, take your life in your hands and just go out and say, you know, is there any work for me? Because, you know, I knew I could get an audience. That wasn't the problem as far as I was concerned. So I went up to one of the bosses and I said, oh, just checking, you know, is there any work for me? And he said, I'll get back to you later. And he said to me, he came back and he said, you can have as many overnights as you want. So I took five. Which actually was very selfish because I probably could have split it between somebody else. And that's what I did. And it worked out really well for me. But, you know, you have to be adaptable. It doesn't matter how old you are. I know it's an absolute pain in the rear end, especially if you've worked in local radio for a long, long time. And I should imagine many people have been there for like 20 years. It would be nothing to be in a job for 20 years, because if you like doing something, you just keep doing it.
Aircheckdownloads.com.